This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian-backed fighters were on alert in eastern Syria one day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The U.S. airstrikes came a day after a suspected Iran-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded several other Americans. After the U.S. airstrikes, rockets were fired at bases housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria. It's not the first time there's been an exchange of fire between Iran and the U.S. in Syria. However, it comes at a sensitive time. The latest strikes threaten to upend new efforts for peace in the region. President Joe Biden defended the U.S. airstrikes.
Make no mistake, the United States does not emphasize seek conflict with Iran, but be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people.
A statement issued by the Iranian Consultative Center in Syria warned the U.S. not to carry out further strikes in Syria. I'm Karen Chamas.
An explosion at a chocolate factory in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania on Friday killed two people. Eight people were injured in the blast, according to authorities, and nine are missing. West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holman said on WFMZ News, emergency responders quickly responded.
The emergency responders, including the fire department and law enforcement, immediately responded to the scene to secure the area and provide assistance to those affected. We are very thankful for the assistance we are receiving. The cause of the explosion is currently under investigation.
Officials say one building was destroyed and another was damaged in the blast. And as you heard, the cause of the explosion is not yet clear. Several people were injured Saturday following clashes between French police and people protesting construction of a reservoir. The clashes came in the western rural district of Sainte-Soline. Video news coverage showed three police vehicles were set alight. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is traveling to Africa this weekend to deepen U.S. ties in the region. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
During her week-long trip, Vice President Kamala Harris will be working to deepen and reframe U.S. relationships in Africa. It's part of the administration's effort to counter China's growing influence around the world. In Africa, China has led huge infrastructure and telecommunications projects. But a National Security Council spokesman says China's interests in the region have been selfish, while the U.S. is trying to help Africa deal with a spate of challenges. The vice president's trip includes three nights in Ghana, two nights in Tanzania, and one in Zambia. There's a lot of anticipation about her trip, with Harris being the first person of color to serve as a U.S. vice president. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Berlin voters vote on a proposal on Sunday that would force the German capital to drastically ramp up its climate goals. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The referendum calls for Berlin to become climate neutral by 2030, meaning that within less than 8 years, the city would not be allowed to contribute further to global warming. An existing law sets a deadline for achieving that goal at 2045, which is also Germany's national target. The center-right's Christian Democratic Union, which won a recent rerun election in the capital, opposes the ambitious target but would be bound to implement it if the referendum passes. The grassroots group that initiated the vote had received considerable financial support from U.S.-based philanthropists who say it would become a model for the rest of the world. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The bodies of two people were found Friday on a freight train in Texas after someone telephoned officials to let them know there were people on board who were in distress. It wasn't immediately clear who made that phone call. Officials discovered the bodies and 13 people inside a shipping container when they stopped the train in Uvalde County, Texas. At least five of the people were in critical condition. All of the people, many of them dehydrated, were thought to be migrants. An investigation is underway. And members of the Jehovah's Witnesses in Germany have held a memorial service for the six people killed during a mass shooting at a religious service in Hamburg this month. A 35-year-old German man who opened fire during the March 9th service killed himself as people arrived. Officials said he had left the Hamburg congregation voluntarily, but not on good terms, about a year and a half ago. The attack wounded nine people, including a pregnant woman who lost her unborn child. More at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.